I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vice President Kamala Harris has held a meeting with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That meeting Monday with Benny Gantz, a rival of Netanyahu, played out as the Biden administration intensifies its efforts to push more humanitarian aid into battered Gaza. The White House says that Harris and Gantz also discussed the urgency of completing a hostage deal to free more than 100 people believed to still be in captivity in Gaza following the Hamas October 7th attack on Israel. The UN envoy focusing on sexual violence and conflict said in a new report Monday that there are reasonable grounds to believe that Hamas committed rape, sexualized torture, and other cruel and inhumane treatment of women during its surprise attack in southern Israel on October 7th. There are also reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may be ongoing. That's according to Pramila Patton, who visited Israel and the West Bank from January 29th to February 14th. The nine-member technical team, based on first-hand accounts of released hostages, she said the team found clear and convincing information that some women and children during their captivity were subjected to the same conflict-related sexual violence, including rape and sexualized torture. The report comes nearly 5 months after the October 7th event. A 53-year-old union of immigration judges has been ordered to get supervisor approval to speak publicly to anyone outside the Justice Department, potentially quieting a frequent critic of heavily backlogged immigration courts in an election year.